Welcome back to Giants.com with your two-minute drill. I'm John Schmelk. Today is the Giants' day off, and they turn the page to the Philadelphia Eagles. But before they start looking ahead, the Giants did make some roster moves in preparation for the game. With Rashad Jennings' knee injury, the Giants elevated Michael Cox up from the practice squad, and with Jaron Hosey returning from that suspension, they activated him to be that backup slot corner to Tremaine McBride. To make room for those two guys on the roster, they cut Julian Talley, and they also cut Chandler Fenner, a defensive back. Odds are they will try to add both these players to the practice squad in the coming days. Now, today was a Giants day off, as I mentioned, but there were guys here doing extra film work. Saw Eli Manning in the hall. Saw Andre Williams in the hall. Two guys that will be doing some extra work and have a big role in the game against Philadelphia on Sunday. Now, the Eagles have that high-tempo Chip Kelly offense. Giants defensive back Anchor Roll is used to it. They experienced it last year, but they know what to do to disrupt that Philly rhythm.
You know, they're two different styles. Two different tempos. So, you know, one thing we do know about Philly is if you stop them, you know, you get them out of it early, out of that tempo. So, you got to do a good job of going to the game and playing fast from the beginning and, you know, hopefully getting them out of it. If they stay in it, then, you know, we know how to play against that also. So, you know, we're not worried about that tempo. You know, we have guys out here that can get it done. You know, we're in great shape. We're looking forward to the challenge.
The Eagles offense has had some trouble this year, mostly because of injuries to the offensive line. They're still missing their starting center Kelsey and their starting guard Mathis. Those two players will not be back till past midseason. LeSean McCoy has averaged less than 3 yards per carry on the year, and they still haven't quite gone back to that big play offense with the departure of DeSean Jackson. As for the Eagles' defense, they're ranked in the bottom fifth of the league in terms of overall defense and defense against the pass, so there should be some plays for the Giants to make on Sunday night. For your two-minute drill, I'm John Schmelk. Stay tuned to Giants.com all week long for more preview of Giants-Eagles, a big game that could determine first place in the NFC East.